Well, that was fantastic song. I mean, I love Southern gospel too. That's all right. And, but you
want a job here?
I'm sorry.
You want a job here? We have an opening.
No. It's all good. However, you did pronounce "washed" incorrectly.
Oh, you're washed.
I pastured in southeastern Kentucky, and it's washed.
My dad was raised down in the west side of Cincinnati, and they pronounce it like you, washed, and he still does to this day, and he's 81.
About that.
Well, if you are a young person, gather around your computer and take a look at this. And if you remember being a young person, gather around your screen and take a look at this, because I want to talk about birthdays. And let me just ask the band, do you all celebrate a birthday?
Oh, you know what? How kind of you to ask.
You stopped celebrating your birthday.
But well, actually, March
26th. Once a year.
Now, you may remember, usually we have like a birthday cake. And, you know, at a birthday party, we always ask people to blow out the candle and make a wish, right? So what do you think is the difference between a wish and the word hope? Now, that's kind of an important thing to think about because, for example, I wish I was really a great golfer. But I hope that when Patty, my wife, and I play golf, we have a good time. So there's a difference. I wish I was the greatest baseball player that ever lived. But we know that that's probably never going to be true. But I always hope that when we go and watch the Cincinnati Reds, we're going to have a good time, and hopefully they'll win. When I get home from work during the day and I walk into the house, I hope that Patty is going to kiss me and hug me. Now, let me tell you why there's a difference between wish and hope. Wishes are things that are far beyond our imagination that might happen, maybe. But a hope is based on a track record, experiences that we have. So like if you come home from school and your mom and dad or your grandma or grandpa or whoever it is gives you a kiss and a hug, that may be something that you've been hoping for all day long because you have a track record. You know that that's going to happen. Or when you gather for worship, you're going to greet people and you're going to love people and care for people. And people love and care for you. You have that hope because you have a track record that you know that that is going to happen. In a little while, I'm going to preach a big person sermon where we're going to talk about hope. And the hope is in Jesus Christ because Jesus Christ has a track record. We know that if we have a relationship with Jesus, he's going to come to be with us and to love us and care for us and move in and out of our lives, just like all of the big people who are around us take care of us and love us and remind us that we're important. That happened when Jesus called the disciples. That happened when Jesus taught people important things about life and in relationship with God. That happened when Jesus healed people. That happened when Jesus was just hanging out with people. And the Apostle Paul had a really great experience with Jesus. And he knew, because he had an experience with Jesus, that he could always trust Jesus no matter what happened in his whole life. And so I hope that today you might be thinking about those kinds of things too as you're at home with your family and you're looking on the computer, you're checking things out, you're seeing the world. But remember that Jesus loves you. Jesus loves all of us. And we know that because we have that hope, because we have a track record with Jesus. He's been a part of our lives from the very beginning and loves us so very much. So would you pray with me? Holy and loving God, we thank you for loving us through your Son, Jesus. We thank you that we know that we can go to him with any problems or concerns that we have if we're not feeling quite right about things. In those moments when we have great celebration and joy, we want Jesus to be a part of that. So we thank you, God, that you've given him to us. So bless us this day and all the days of our lives. For it is in your name that we pray. Amen.
And on the topic of...
That's right. Is the children or is the virtual children
virtual
are being
children
dismissed?
Are leaving the sanctuary. Watch them go.
Do that one again, Karen. Repeat that for us. Here we go. Sing with us. The B-I-B-L-E. Yes, that's the book for me. I stand up high on the Word of God. The B-I-B-L-E
Bible! While the attention of the little kids, I actually got a little cousin today. It's his birthday.
Awesome.
Evan Salinger.
Right.
They can go back and watch this later. They just went back to Florida a couple days ago. Yeah.
To Florida. Excellent.
Not jealous at all.
Florida is good. Okay.